Welcome to the Jewels and Gems podcast. My name is Silvana and I will be your host. In this podcast, we will be discussing all things crystal healing, holistic wellness, modern spirituality, and so much more. Thank you so much for joining me and I can't wait to see you in the show. Hi guys, I hope that you're very well. It's Silvana here and I am back for a new episode on the Jewels and Gems podcast. Thank you so much for joining me today. Today is going to be a bit of a mixed episode. There's a few things I would love to talk about for this episode. It's not necessarily going to be an episode where I will be teaching or forecasting or anything like that, but it's going to be a little bit more personal. I'm just trying something new, something a little bit different that I hope you guys might enjoy. Before I get started, if you haven't done it already, if you could please make sure you subscribe, follow, or rate the podcast in whichever way you can, depending on the platform you're listening it to. That would be fantastic, as this really helps and supports me and the podcast to keep growing. And I'm very excited. First of all, for those of you that follow me on Instagram, again, if you don't follow me on Instagram, please do. It's at jewelsandgems.shop. You probably have noticed that I've gone again. Sorry, I've gone a bit quiet this month. I literally came back not so long ago after everything that's been happening, the move and everything. If you guys don't know, we have actually moved. We're not based in Dublin, Ireland anymore. Now we are in the beautiful sunny Lisbon in Portugal. And that involved a lot of work. And that's why I had to go a bit quiet, because in case you didn't know, I am the driving force behind the content creation part of the business. So all the content that you see, whether that is social media, whether that's the blog, whether that's everything else, I am the one that's in charge of it all. And I'm the one that produces all that content and create it. So it takes a lot of my time, but because we were so busy, I just couldn't allocate any time for that. But what can you do? You know, I'm fine with it. You know, like everything, don't beat yourself up, do your best and everything will be fine. And deep down, I knew that it's not because I couldn't do that, that it was necessarily going to yield to anything bad or, you know, catastrophic in any way. Now, the old Silvana would have been much more dramatic about it. You know, I just want to be clear. The old Silvana would have been, oh my God, you know, you're going to disappoint everybody. People are going to forget about you. You know, it's such a big fail. But to be honest with you, I'm at a stage now where whether I do, whether I don't, I'm not too bothered. I suppose I've grown so much through, you know, this process of being, you know, an online business owner or just a business owner in general, that certain things don't faze me anymore as such. And we're going to touch a little bit on that today. Today, I really want it to be a chatty episode. It's like I have a cup of tea here. It's like you and me together having a little chat as if we were, you know, going out to the local coffee shop, having a coffee and, you know, just a girly chat. So the first thing I wanted to touch on is what's my go-to ritual at the moment. So because I've been so quiet online, first of all, I want to explain very quickly why, because it's going to lead very nicely with my go-to ritual at the moment. There's a few reasons why I have kind of gone a bit quiet, I suppose. I'll spare you all the details, but for all of you that take the time to listen to the podcast, I'm going to tell you. some of it. Well, first of all, I had to take a little bit of time off because I had some family events to sort out. Then on top of that, the next thing was that I got sick. I got the C-O, you know the rest of the spelling, C-O-V something else. Indeed, unfortunately, it's very unfortunate, but I did caught it. Managed to catch it. I was a bit disappointed. I'm not going to lie to you. You know, I've done very well to keep away, to maintain my distance, because when you're someone like me and you have a lot of work and responsibilities, when you get something like that, it's not very nice. And, you know, I had to deal with that. It took me a whole week, maybe a little bit more, to sort myself out, to take care of myself, to rise above it, and everything in between. So now at least you know why I disappeared. And I'm going to say something else as well. To be honest with you, I just feel like Instagram is a funky place right now, and that at this moment in time, my time is not the most valuable being spent there. Now, I'm sorry if you happen to be a loyal follower of our Instagram account. I hope you're not feeling like I'm letting you down in any way. But I just feel like that whole social media network that is Instagram is just gonna be funny. And yeah, I just don't want to go into, you know, draining too much of my energy for the sake of performance. It's something that I would have definitely accepted and done in the past, but not now. It's not a priority anymore, you know. August is a funny month for me too, because it's Leo season. Leo for me is a funky time, because in my birth chart, I have Leo in my eighth house, which sounds fantastic. I know it sounds very joyful, but yeah, it's a challenging time sometimes for me, indeed, Leo season, even though it's supposed to be, as we've talked about it in the last episode, it's supposed to be all about having fun, enjoying yourself, doing things that you love, spending time with those that you love, and really that fun time that we needed right after Cancer season. But my difficulty is that I have Leo in my eighth house. And that means it's a very transformative time. It's a very deep time. There's a lot of depth associated with the eighth house. And I kind of had to shed a little bit of my own skin during this time. I just didn't feel right in some ways. Yeah, I just need to take some time to spend it alone, really, you know. And that's why I want to jump onto my go-to ritual, is that something I've been doing lately a lot more of, which has really helped me a lot. And I'm not even surprised, because we're talking about the eighth house in astrology here. It is the importance of rituals. Rituals and daily practices is usually commonly associated with the sixth house. So if you're somebody that has a lot of placements in your sixth house, you're probably someone that thrives on systems, daily routines, daily habits, daily rituals, and have it all laid out very well for you and following your protocol. But the difference here is that for me, it was very powerful, because the eighth house is one of the most spiritual houses in astrology, in your natal chart. And one particular type of ritual that I've really been pushing myself to do, because it felt so right, it's invocations. I've really enjoyed doing chakra meditations and rituals. And something that I've been really enjoying to do lately is what I call my spiritual discipline invocation. So it's some kind of visualization / meditation where I kind of combine those two elements and calling in a particular type of energy and vibration by working with my chakra system. I have really been feeling a connection to working with my root chakra lately. The root chakra is going to be all about your sense of security, safety, groundedness. It's the one that's literally touching the ground. So it's all about our physical reality. It's also about our money, possessions. It's our relationship to all those things, our body, because it's located right at the bottom of our spine. And I suppose I had a lot of beliefs to go through lately. And definitely we're going to talk about this as we go along, but that spiritual discipline invocation that I've been working with lately has definitely helped me a lot to really embrace what the eighth house in astrology is all about, which is spiritual transformation. And it's about going in deep. It's also shadow work. That's why for me, Leo season is a season of shadow work. And, that's why, if you're in a situation like that where a new astrological season starts and you're like, why is everyone so excited about it? But I feel like I'm the only one that's struggling. You are not alone. And I'll tell you one thing. It all depends on where this particular zodiac sign is located in your birth chart, aka which house does it fall in. And this is how you're going to know whether or not it's going to be a season that's going to activate something that could potentially be challenging, or something that could be supportive, or which area of your life might, experience it more, and so on and so forth. So definitely check that out and let me know. I'd love to hear from you. Next thing I wanted to touch on is my go-to crystal at the moment. My go-to crystal, I would say it's a tricky one because I have been working with a few. But if I was to give, I'll give you two, because it's two today that really stand out to me. Number one, it's smoky quartz, because as we said earlier, I have really felt the call to work on my root chakra lately, and smoky quartz is very much so a crystal of, all about grounding. What I love about smoky quartz, if you're not familiar with it, is that it's great at helping you to release. Smoky quartz is going to help us to let go of any energy that's negative, any vibrations that are not supporting us in any way, and definitely letting that go to make space. It's about letting go of what no longer serves us to make space for clarity and allowing us to really calm any feeling of anxiety, stress. It's a great crystal, for example, if you feel that your life at the moment is rooted in chaos and you need to get it in order, for sure. And, feeling that spiritually you're also very grounded, not just physically, but also spiritually, to help you connect with then your intuition to make sure that you make goals and choices and decisions that actually make sense and benefit you. And definitely I would also say that smoky quartz is also about protection, in many ways. But I've really felt called to work with smoky quartz lately, I suppose, for that root chakra element. For me, what I really love about working with smoky quartz is that sense that it's about giving me the clarity I need to be ready to get things done and to go back into, going forward. And the second crystal that I've been also absolutely loving lately is citrine. I love to work with crystals that symbolize the season we're going through. So at the moment, it's Leo season. So whenever I can, and whenever I feel called, which has been pretty often the case, I like to work with crystals that kind of embody the energy of that season, because I don't know, for some reason it feels like it's actually helping me to embody that energy even more, because that's the energy we are being called to embody as a collective, whether you have a Leo sun, moon, or rising or not. Citrine has been really powerful for me lately. I've been so called to work with it. And what's beautiful about citrine is that it connects us to our solar plexus chakra. What is the solar plexus all about? The solar plexus is our sense of shining bright. It's about radiating our light to the world. It's about being authentic to who we are and embodying that. For me, it's all about self-esteem with the solar plexus chakra. It's knowing that you are enough just the way you are, and you don't lack nothing. You don't lack nothing. Everything that you need is within you already, you know? And that is something that for me has been, I suppose, a bit of a catalyst for this month. And that's probably why I've dealt with, you know, my absence on social media lately in the best way I've ever done it. Even though, you know, in the past, I probably would have been much harder and harsher on myself. Let's not forget that I'm a Virgo sun. But I mean, this time it's been the easiest it's ever been, because part of me was like, girl, you've got nothing to prove anymore. You absolutely are allowed and entitled to take a break. Nobody's going to die. No one's going to hate you. And even if they do, it's not your problem. The problem is them, because obviously they've got issues, because why would something like this bother them? You know? And that's why I kind of really embodied that sense of, you know, I am just happy to be where I am now, and I'm embracing it, you know? And citrine, apart from that, is also definitely one of my all-time favorite crystals. I've really developed this year has been a massive year for me with citrine. Last year was definitely labradorite. I used to work and wear labradorite a lot. I felt called a lot to do that. But this year for me, I think citrine has been probably my go-to crystal. Like, I'd go for it the most. Citrine is all about, you know, happiness, abundance. It's the merchant stone. And in a sense, I am a merchant because I sell jewelry. And there's that connection to, you know, self-esteem and confidence and positivity, as we said earlier. But then again, very deeply rooted to the solar plexus with motivation, self-expression, driving personal growth. That's also really big with citrine, and connecting us to our creativity so that we can then, become more rooted in our willpower, envision our goals, pursue them, and have the determination to succeed and not stopping until we have created what we want. Like, this is citrine and the solar plexus in a nutshell for me. And that has been really, really powerful. My guilty pleasure lately, I really wanted to do something a bit fun. So let me know if you enjoyed this, guys, and if it's something you'd like to see more in the future. But my guilty pleasure lately, especially this month, since I was taking it easy, definitely more than usual, there's two things I want to share with you. One of them is a bit of a vulnerable share, because I don't usually tend to talk about things like that, but I have a feeling someone might benefit from hearing what I have to say. The first one is obviously food related. Because you don't know this, but I'm going to let you know now. I am a massive foodie. I love food. I love tasting food. I love trying food. I love going out to restaurants. I love all kinds of food from all around the world. I don't think there's any particular type of food that I dislike. I eat everything. I don't think I can think of one thing that I actually don't enjoy eating. I'm that kind of person. Give me everything and I'll probably eat it. I'll have no issues. I'm very easy and I just enjoy good food. And I have to say something that's been of a tricky one for me lately, especially since moving to Portugal and the lovely Lisbon is, for those of you that have been here before, you probably know this, but there are buggers for pastry shops here. And one of my biggest passions in life as a French person, you can imagine, is pastries. I am a big fan. I am a connoisseur, I'd like to say, and I'd like to think. And coming in here, I wasn't expecting to see that amount of pastry shops. I mean, I have been in Lisbon in the past, but I don't quite remember seeing as many as I see them now. And one particular one that has been really, really difficult for me to say no to is the one and only the famous pastel, the pastel de nata. And that particular one has been, oh my God, it's so good. It's so good. Again, yellow. It's yellow because they use custard cream to make it. So yellow solar plexus. So maybe I need to work a little bit more on my solar plexus chakra, which is why citrine has been a great match for me this year. Who knows? There could be a connection there. I am not ruling this out. But definitely, if you are ever planning to come to Lisbon at all, please let me know and say hi. I'd love to meet you. And on top of that, definitely check out the famous shop called Mantegria. Mantegria is a great, great shop. For me, it's my favorite pastel in the whole lot of Lisbon. I mean, I rate it so much higher than the Pastel de Belém, for example. And definitely let me know if you've ever been there, if you've tried both. I would love to hear which one you think is best. And what's your opinion on this? But yeah, that has been one guilty pleasure. And, that has been fantastic for me. I love a treat and I love a pastel treat. Another guilty pleasure I wasn't going to mention, but it has helped me so much this month that I kind of have to. And that happens to be actually coloring. I know it sounds a bit weird. You're like, what is she on about? Yes, I'm talking about coloring, like children doing coloring in coloring books. Lately, my partner purchased me, out of the blue, he purchased me like an adult coloring book. And I was at the beginning, I was like, whoa, what's happening here? Why did you buy me that? And he was like, well, it's just a little thing for you. You know, I thought you might like it. It's just something that maybe you want to do at the moment because obviously you're taking care of yourself with what you're sick. So just to help you pass time. And first thing that I did was like, I said, oh God, I don't have time for this. I'm too busy. I don't have time. And then I kind of stopped myself there and I said to myself, that is not fair and that is not right. I do have time. And whenever you say you don't have time, usually I say to people, it means you're just overwhelmed and you just have to organize yourself and you have to work on, obviously, you just have time management challenges that you have to push through. But we always have time for everything because there's nothing out of this world that takes 24 hours of our time. You know, it's 5 minutes here, 5 minutes there. If you really think about it, even the most time-consuming tasks, actually deep down, they're not that time-consuming. And if they're here to support you and help you in any ways, then they deserve to be honored. And at that moment, I said to myself, you know, that I have an issue there. I can't just turn around and say, you know, well, I have no time, so I'm just going to drop it and, you know, put that book in a drawer and forget about it for the rest of my life. I can, that was the moment where I kind of knew I have to honor this. Obviously, my bodily and my verbal response was so, strong at that moment and so quick that I knew there was something there to work on. So what did I do? I grabbed the book, I grabbed my pens, and I was kind of, oh, okay, let's see how that goes. And, I'm someone that tends to think a lot. I have a Virgo sun. Virgos are very analytical. We always have things that we want to do to improve, we are the helpers of the zodiac. So that's always on my mind. On top of that, I have a Libra moon, which is an air sign. So I am a thinking machine. I think 300 miles an hour, nonstop. It's very hard for me to switch off my brain. And this activity, coloring, has actually helped me for the first time in a very long time to disconnect my brain for however long it takes me to finish a page. And that's where I was like, whoa, this is so good. I suffer from, like my migraines and headaches and things like that. And for the first time ever, I just felt so, part of me was feeling relieved. What I have to say is really beautiful about coloring is that there's a strong sense of satisfaction because, again, as a Virgo, I'm very precise. I have a great attention to detail. And, I always would do my best to make sure everything is neat, well done, that everything matches, everything looks good. So definitely that gives me satisfaction. But then it allows you to boost your creativity because you're doing something that deep down actually involves your creativity and your inspiration, because the way I'm going to do it is going to be different to the way you might do it. So you're really using that and awakening that. And that's very beneficial for everybody, whether you have a job or a business that revolves around being creative or not. And then last but not least, what I really enjoyed about it is that at the end, when you finish it and when you're done, you get such a wonderful, strong, powerful sense of satisfaction from having finished something. You just feel good because you know that you're after accomplishing something. And you're like, wow, I am done. This is the final result. And I have to say, there's a bit of a sense of pride with it. You're like, look, I'm done it. This is what I've done. I love it. It's so beautiful. It's so pretty. I'm so delighted, And I have to say, if you're somebody, for example, that is struggling to switch off from whatever it is that you do, whether you have a job, whether you have a business, definitely give this a try. I promise you, it's going to be worth your while. I mean, I cannot believe still how I enjoy this to the point that now whenever I go to the park, to chill and rest and relax and stuff, I used to only bring my Kindle book with me. Now I bring in my coloring book as well because I might feel like coloring, it's just, it's a wonderful feeling. Wonderful feeling. I wanted to also touch on a little bit on a tip I wanted to give you guys, a chakra tip, because we were talking about chakras earlier. So I just felt that was something that made a lot of sense. I get asked, oftentimes because I don't really talk about these things, but there's always curious people and, I'm happy to help and I'm happy to share. And I have had people asking me lately, how do you call in, how do you call in a relationship? Or how do you call in, How do you call in friends that are on the same wavelength as you? Like, I have a lot of entrepreneur friends, for example, that resonate with what I do. I resonate with what they do, like spiritual entrepreneurs. I love being surrounded by spiritual entrepreneurs. It's my jam. It's my community. And on top of that, you know, having a long-term relationship with someone, you know, and being very fulfilled with that person and everything. I get asked sometimes, you know, like, you know, you don't really talk about these things, but you have someone, how does it work, you know, all that stuff, you know, especially with crystals. You know, I'm known for being very spiritual, so obviously people want to know. And what I would say to that, how to actually bring in into your life, for example, new friends that are on the same wavelength as you, or a partner, you know, that will resonate with you, especially, you know, I happen to have a partner that's also a business owner and that's an entrepreneur. So again, same kind of energy here. I would bring it down to a few things. First of all, I would really... I would ask you to connect to, I suppose, the solar plexus chakra, in my opinion, is going to really be the focus here. I suppose I should call this podcast episode, Let's Talk All Things Roots and Solar Plexus Chakra. But I'm not joking. This is really crucial here. Why? Because the solar plexus is also going to be our center for all things authenticity. So it's by, you know, you being authentic to yourself that you're going to attract the right people. And that's why, for example, I definitely recommend you working with a crystal like citrine. Why? Because the solar plexus chakra is all about that sense of self-esteem, willpower, strength. You know, when you are balanced, when your solar plexus is balanced, you'd feel, you know, you'll feel confident. You'll feel, you know, that you are connected to who you are. And, you know, you will be in your power. And it's when you are in your power that you will call in the right people. And, you know, it's not always easy. It doesn't come easy to everybody, you know. And let's not forget that we are, you know, 90% of the five people we surround ourselves the most with. You know, like, do not underestimate how much energy you draw in from the people you surround yourself on a daily basis. So depending on how these people are, the people you surround yourself on every day, you know, that's kind of, you know, what you, what, you know, whatever energy they bring out to the world, it's going to be pretty much the same as what you bring out to the world. So start journaling, grab in your solar plexus chakra crystal, whether that's citrine, whether that's, you know, sunstone, whether that's mukite, whether that is, you know, for example, pyrite, you know, grab your crystal and start asking yourself, you know, what is it that I require in a friendship or in a partnership? What is it that I require? It can be as simple as I require to be respected. I require to be understood. I require to be listened to. You know, it can be as simple as that. Just make that list of what your requirements are, because it's by setting those standards that you will be able to call in the right people. Just to give you an example, you know, I've done this practice in the past, you know, and I am very selective now with the people that I allow in my space, because I am fully aware that, you know, their energy is going to rub off me. And if it's not the right one, that could be damaging. And I have become very, very selective. I don't let anyone in unless I am sure that this person suits me, fits my criteria, and falls into my standards. And I want the same for you. And I want you to understand that in here, you know, not everybody is going to agree with what you have to say or what your standards are. But the most important thing that you need to remember is that there will be people that do accept it, and there will be people that do accept it and understand it and agree with it, and they will fall into your requirements. And you just have to be, you know, you have to stand in those and really make sure that, you know, you never forget what is it that you truly deeply resonate with and what your values are. It's all about your values, you know. And definitely if you're somebody, for example, that struggles a little bit with that sense of values, and you don't know really where you stand, and you want to dive a little bit deeper to understand yourself on a higher level, I would strongly recommend looking at two things in your astrology birth chart. It's your moon. Your moon sign can tell you a lot. The sign in the house, of course, it can tell you a lot about what your emotional needs are. Because by knowing that straight away, if you're in the know, it changes everything. And sometimes I love using astrology as a way to just give myself that permission slip, give myself that sense of, okay, if this is written in my chart, black on white, that's it. So I have to honor it. And I would really strongly recommend you to look at that. So your moon sign and house, but also your Venus. Venus is deeply connected to our, not just our possessions, our money, but also our values. Venus is our value system. And by you looking as well into the sign and the house of your Venus in your chart can also give you a lot of information about what are you attracted to, you know, what do you desire? What do you want? You know, and use your birth chart as a way to give yourself that credit and to be that permission slip for yourself. Hopefully that helps. Let me know if it resonates. I would love to hear from you guys again, as always. Next one was my chakra shout out. So we've talked about a tip. We've talked about my go-to things, my little guilty pleasures. Yeah, I just felt called to give a shout out to someone that has really inspired me lately. In case you're on the lookout for a little bit of inspiration. And the name that came up to me, it kind of came up to me very intuitively. And that is the one and only Stephen Forrest. So I know Stephen Forrest doesn't listen to my podcast, but I just felt called to share his work, because if you are new to astrology, and you're looking for some resources and someone to learn from that is really, really fantastic at what they do. One of my favorite teachers has definitely been Stephen Forrest, a wonderful astrologer. He specializes in, and he's the one that mainly developed the concept of evolutionary astrology, which is something that I really like, I resonate with. It's that sense that, you know, whether you believe it in it or not, our souls are, you know, have been reincarnating, and we have past lives, and this current life in this current chart indicates what is it that we have mastered and what is it that we are being called in this life to embody, to I suppose ascend and get to the next level once we go back to you know, where all souls go on the next stage, to continue this constant evolution. And yeah, very spiritual, I know. But again, you're talking to me, and you know your girl loves all things spiritual. And the thing about Stephen Forrest is there's one particular book that I read from him. that I really enjoyed. And if you're new to astrology, you're going to really enjoy that. It's very approachable, very easygoing. It's not complicated by any means, but it gives you a lot of practical information. And I love his way of illustrating certain things. He makes it also much more accessible. One book that I strongly recommend anyone that's interested in astrology is to read The Inner Sky. The Inner Sky is a wonderful book. I think it was his first book and I seriously enjoyed reading it. He's got a lot of other ones, but for you, if you're new, you're getting started, check out The Inner Sky. I know it's a bestseller and there's a good reason for it. And yeah, definitely I would say check it out. Something I really also wanted to touch on today, which was kind of my main, I suppose my main focus was to talk about, you know, how do we bring in, because, you know, I get asked, you know, how do we bring in, as we said earlier, how do we bring in new people into our life, new friendships or new partnerships? But let's just bring it backwards a little bit. Like if we were to look at it from a bigger picture, from a macro perspective, how do we bring in anything new into our lives that fit in more into what is it that we really want or what is it that we desire, what we want to achieve, and get ourselves to the next stage, to the next step. I always love to involve spirituality with everything that I do, even though I am a very grounded and practical person. I am a Virgo sun after all, but my Sag rising loves a little bit of, you know, woo-woo. And so here I would say that working with, for example, the chakra system is a very good way to get you started. It's a very comprehensible system. So the first step to bring in whatever it is, whether it's a new job, whether it's starting a business, whether it's new relationships, friendships, you know, wealth, whatever it is, I think this is going to be a good, you know, step-by-step process to go through with you. The first step is, as we talked about, the chakra system is the obviously going to be the root chakra. The root chakra, as we said at the beginning, is all about that sense of groundedness, stability, safety. It's the physicality. Definitely when I think about the root chakra, I think about that sense of getting clear. It's about developing that clarity. So, you know, grab your black obsidian, your black onyx, your garnet, your smoky quartz. Sit down for a moment. Close your eyes and ask yourself, you know, what is it that I really want to bring in right now in my life? What is it really that I want? It's not about what I think that I want. It's not about what people tell me I should have or wish for. It's about what is it really right now in your gut? What is it that you feel you want to bring in more of at this current moment in time? And everything needs to be rooted in that. Second step is obviously the sacral chakra. So if you're not familiar, it's orange. It's right underneath the belly button. For us women, it's particularly powerful and strong. It's that connection to our emotional body. It's our creativity. It's passion. It's sensuality. You know, so that's the stage where you can start to work with, for example, carnelian and start to, you know, tap into, you know, whether that's carnelian, whether that's, you know, any other crystal that connects us to that beautiful orange color, you know. And then, you know, really start to ask yourself, you know, how is it that that goal makes me feel? You know, how do I actually feel when I think about that desire that I really want? Whether, again, as we said, whether it's peach adventuring, moonstone, orange calcite, carnelian, grab your crystal, you know, sit for a moment, whether it's through meditation, whether it's through journaling. Sometimes journaling for me works better than meditation. I just hold my crystal on my left hand because it's the receptive, it's the intuitive hand. And then on my right hand, obviously, because I'm right-handed, I'm going to write with that hand. But you can do it the other way around. It's okay too. if you have to. But yeah, I connect with that, you know, energy. It can also be, you know, any of those crystals work. And then, you know, I ask myself, you know, what is, you know, how does that desire or goal really make me feel deep down? You know, is it excitement? You know, is it fear? Is it, what is it? You know, what is coming out of it? And then it's the solar plexus. So as we said earlier with citrine, it's all about willpower. It's our authenticity. So that's when we work with, for example, citrine, golden healer quartz, pyrite, sunstone, you know, any of these. Tiger's eye is another great option. And really start to take the decision for yourself that I'm going to embody now my Beyoncé energy, because for me, the solar plexus is a bit of that Beyoncé energy. And, you know, I want it. That's what I want. And that's what I'm going to get. A little bit like Ariana Grande's song, if you will. So yeah, you basically decide that this is what you want. So by working with crystals that are going to help you embody that sense of willpower and confidence and standing in your authenticity, that's what's going to really, really bring it to another level. Then we have the heart chakra, which is obviously going to be all about love and self-love and compassion and that sense of giving and receiving love. And then here it's about, you know, giving and receiving. So now we know what is it that we want. Well, we have to start to do a little bit of giving and receiving here. So, you know, giving is obviously by taking inspired action, because there's nothing better than inspired action for anything. So usually when I'm at that stage of, you know, root, sacral and solar plexus, I might get a little bit of downloads coming up to me about, you know, okay, what would be step one? What would be step two? What would be step three? It's not about thinking about step 900, but thinking about one little step at a time. You know, what could I do tomorrow? What could I do the next week? And then you start to get a bit of downloads. Well, the heart chakra is about, you know, what do I want to ask the universe for? It is one thing, but I need to start giving. I need to start putting something out to help it come my way. And that's very important. Then we have the throat chakra, which is going to be all about, you know, self-expression, communication. You know, it's about, you know, sharing, talking about what is it that we want to do, because that roots it as well into reality. Sometimes it's not until us saying that what we really want out loud, you know, for example, to a person, someone we love, someone we care for, that it's by saying it to them, sharing it, that it brings it also to another level. And by sharing it, talking about it, despite any fear that might come your way, because there will be fears. The throat chakra, there's a lot of fear stored in it, especially for us women, because we have been conditioned to, you know, not always speak our truth and knowing that sometimes we better stay quiet rather than saying what we really think. And there's that sense of, you know, what I love to do is working with my throat chakra. For example, my all-time favorite crystal is blue lace agate. I also love sodalite, for example, but any blue crystal will work for you. It's to prove my fears wrong by journaling my authentic belief. You know, so for example, what I do is I would say to myself, you know, why do I feel fear about sharing this? Because I'm scared, I have a fear of being judged, you know, that might come up, for example. And then I'd be like, yeah, but I mean, I know that by sharing this, it's going to be fantastic because it will help somebody, because, you know, it allows me to create an impact, because I know that I'm here to support others, and it's something that's very dear to me. It's the impact, the power that I can have by knowing that there's someone out there that actually is waiting for something like this to come their way, or meeting someone like me that offers something like this or that does something like that. or that is the way that I am. And someone, you know, is currently probably looking for someone that fits in those shoes. And definitely journaling is going to be a powerful process by, you know, proving your ego wrong and proving your fears wrong. Then we have the third eye, which is about holding our vision, because the third eye is our connection to our inner wisdom and our intuition. So here is about working. For example, I love to work with lapis lazuli. Iolite is an all-time favorite of mine. It can also be, rainbow obsidian and so on. It's about, you know, I'm going to get very spiritual here, very woo-woo, but it's about asking guidance, whether that is asking the universe for guidance as to how to implement this work or whatever you're trying to achieve, whether that is by connecting with your spiritual guides and asking them for advice and guidance, whether that is connecting and working with goddess energy and asking for guidance and support, whether that is as simple as connecting with your intuition to ask for guidance and advice. Any of these work, pick whichever one of these resonates with you the most. And, you know, the guidance is not going to come automatically because we're not robots, okay? It's going to take time, but what you have to remember is that, you know, it will come at some point. Something will come your way, but as soon as it does come, it is crucial that you follow on it. That's something that I've always done, and it has always paid off. That's how I ended up in Lisbon, guys. It's literally by getting that intuitive guidance coming to me that I need to move there, I need to go there. And what did I do? I moved on very quickly on it. I didn't sleep on it. I did sleep on it, yes, of course, but I moved on it relatively fast. And it's the best thing I've ever done for myself. And then last but not least, it's the crown chakra, which is all about universal consciousness. It's transcendence. It's, all those, very, very higher realm type things. And then for that, we're talking about moonstone, clear quartz, selenite, and so on. Amethyst, for example. And then here, it's about doing the work, really. It's about getting things moving, starting to implement the action, being open to receive, setting intentions is a really big one. That's why I talk so much about intentions when I talk about crystals, because it is a crucial part of the process. You need to be clear on what you want, and you have to really, repeat that to yourself on and on and on and on. You know, it's not about seeing it once and hoping that that'll be enough. It's about, you know, when you pick a crystal such as citrine, for example, it's about, you know, setting intentions with your crystal and setting a mantra that will allow you every day to connect with that crystal's energy. For example, citrine, it, for me, is I will not stop until I've created the life that I want. That is the affirmation I love to use when I work with citrine. And picking an affirmation like that that embodies the energy of the crystal is going to be fantastic. We manifest all the time, 24/7. You probably manifested something in the last 15 minutes, whether you're aware of this or not. It can be positive, it can be negative. We manifest all kinds of things. We bring in all kinds of things into our lives, you know? But the key here that I really want you to remember is to be excited and energized by the feeling and not by the outcome, because that is going to be a key element. You know, no matter what, and regardless of what is it that you're looking to bring into your life. And deep down, what I always love to say is, you know, those desires that you call in, you know, you know, those things you want deep down that you know you want, that you're afraid people might judge you for, that you're afraid you can't achieve. Those desires are not they're not here for no reason. They're here for you because you are meant for this, because you're meant for them and they're meant for you. It goes both ways. And if you if this is something you struggle with and you don't quite get it, I would definitely suggest you to read the book called Big Magic by Elizabeth Gilbert, because she explains in her book the actual process of how, you know, a desire is not something we pick. A desire picks us, and it's for us to have the resilience and the belief to put it through and to make something out of it. Definitely check her book out. It's brilliant. If you're someone that's, you know, looking for a bit of inspiration or, you know, any of that, check her book out. It's wonderful. Elizabeth Gilbert, Big Magic. And yeah, I mean, you know, the universe knows what we need. That's the point I want to make here. The only one that's standing on your way of getting that done or moving to the next level is just you. That's something I always remind everybody. And, you know, that's why mantras, I believe, are very, very strong. And I work a lot with affirmations, whether that's when I work with crystals or whether I work with, you know, goddess energy, or whenever I do, for example, Kundalini yoga, things like that. Now, of course, it's not the same if you're working with Kundalini yoga, for instance. You probably have noticed that there is a lot of mantras and affirmations that are actually in a different language. It's not in English because it's in Sanskrit. So I strongly recommend to sticking to those, not trying to translate them, because the way they are being created is very purposeful. But if you're working with crystals, for example, definitely use, for example, my website, jewelsandgems.shop, as a resource. I always write down in all the gemstone descriptions pages, you will see an affirmation for each stone. And you can use those to work with your crystals to really set you on that path. I would really recommend that, you know, whichever crystal you feel called to work at the moment, stick to it for at least a week. You know, meditate with it, visualize with it, and, you know, do, you know, meditations that revolve around the chakra that that crystal is connected with, and repeat that affirmation, that mantra, you know, during that process to really anchor in what is it that you're working on. That's the key. So yeah, I mean, I'm gonna let you go because I think now it's been a quite a long episode, one of the longest I've done in a while. But yeah, I really wanted to do something a bit different today, something that I've never really done before. I really hope you guys got something out of this. Please let me know on Instagram or Facebook or wherever else it is that you follow my work and what we do. I would love to hear from you if it's something that you'd like to see more of in the future. I will definitely do very soon a Virgo season episode, because obviously it's Virgo season now. Happy Virgos. Yay, my birthday is coming so soon. It's so weird. We'll talk about that too. But yeah, I mean, I really hope that you guys have a wonderful, wonderful day. It was my absolute pleasure to talk to you guys. I just want to let you know that you can find in the show notes all the details if you want to shop with us or if you want to work with me. Now I have the Mystic Sessions open and I'm so excited about it. It's really about diving deep into who it is that you are and, you know, really unlocking that knowledge for you so that you can harness your strength and know what your challenges are to turn them into opportunities. And I do natal charts, astrology readings. I do tarot readings. I do a combination of both. I also do lithomancy, which is basically, lithomancy is the art of reading with crystals. So I can do like a crystal energy reading for you as well, if that's what you're into. So please make sure you check out all the details in the show notes. If you want to book and work with me, it'll be my absolute pleasure to help and support you. Thank you so much, guys, for listening to this episode. Make sure you subscribe, review, rate, all of the good stuff, and I will be talking to you soon. Bye, guys.